Oh, hey, you're up. Are you feeling any better? I know. Your head hurts. You told me that before you passed out, too. No, you don't have a concussion. Jeez, I may not be an RN, but even I know you don't let someone sleep while concussed. Hey, screw you. I dragged you back here after you keeled over, and I've been cleaning that wound ever since I laid you down. See? I'm a good caretaker, especially for my hubby. Well, no, I haven't had to take care of anyone else. But that's just because nobody else pushed me out of the way of a falling tree branch and got knocked on their ass for it. Okay, but seriously, thank you. I'm not exactly a dainty little flower, but I can tell just from looking at you that it hurts. So, I guess you've earned this. Yes, I do expect you to act as a meat shield in exchange for kisses. It's in your job description. Oh, you don't remember writing that in your vows? Maybe it is a concussion. Yes, you can have more kisses, but I gotta clean you off again and replace that bandage. Ugh, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm sorry I don't find the massive gash in your noggin attractive, babe. Nope, I don't. It's gross, especially since I'm the one who has to clean it. The rest of you is pretty cute, though. 10 out of 10 would definitely allow you to shove me out of the way of falling debris again. Okay, this is the part that kinda sucks. Yeah, it's probably gonna sting a little bit, but that's how you know that it's working. Oh, you'll be okay, you big baby. Fine. You can squeeze my thighs if you want. Oh, so now you're on board with it? Perv. I'm just kidding. I'm glad you like my thighs. They look nice in these jeans, don't they? I'm glad you agree. Now let me wipe off this thing on your forehead. Ow. Careful. You're gonna leave a bruise. Oh, you're trying to leave a bruise. Very funny. I would smack you, but I don't want to get any more of your gross head blood all over our nice sheets. Oh, so you want to scrub blood out of our linens? Didn't think so. Alrighty. I think I got it all. Now we just gotta put a new bandage on it. Now sit still while I put this on your forehead. Okay, fine. Lie still. You're being very pedantic today. You do realize that I'm the one patching up your nasty head wound, right? Okay, I'm also kind of responsible for your nasty head wound. Touche. Are you gonna let me put the bandage on or not? There we go. See? You're much cuter now that you aren't leaking brain juice all over our bed. And now, part two of your treatment. Lots of loving cuddles and attention from your adorable wife. That's me. Yes, you can have more kisses. Come here. Nope. Not done with you yet. If you didn't want to get destroyed with kisses, you shouldn't have been a hero. You saved me. And now I'm going to show you exactly how appreciative I am. So get that face back here, hubby. That's better. Now you're all fixed up and covered in my lip gloss. Yes, the lip gloss does give extra protection against falling tree branches. So you'll be safe for next time. No, we don't have to go hiking again anytime soon. We can just stay inside and cuddle all day today. I think you've earned it. It's okay. You can go back to sleep. I'm just gonna snuggle up next to you. Nice and warm. Good. Me too. I love you so much. My very own hero. Mm-hmm.